Standing at another threshold, hearing your voice call me to your side. There's no other voice I'll follow. My shepherd, you're the place that I abide. There's no reason I should tarry. Yesterday's gone, I must carry on. Though I don't know about tomorrow, I know that we are headed straight for home. Where else can I drink living water? Where else can I hear words of life? Can I know for sure I'm traveling your way? Unless I go, unless I follow every step you take. Knowing there's no other doorway makes it clearer how to make a choice. Mostly in the secret still place, I wait and work until I hear your voice. How can I be down and fearful, thinking I'm the one that needs to know? Why should I wonder why and worry, knowing that my shepherd loves me so? Where else can I drink living water? Where else can I hear words of life? How else can I know for sure I'm traveling your way? Unless I go, unless I follow every step you take. Where else can I drink living water? Where else can I hear words of life? How else can I know for sure I'm traveling your way? Unless I go, unless I follow every step you take.
God made us to commune with Him, to walk with Him, to enjoy walking through life with Him, working with Him, laughing, crying, all the things we experience to do with Him. That's His design, and to enjoy His design in everything. I mean, it's already made. He made it for our enjoyment, our good, our enjoyment together, that we would both enjoy it. Living our life separate from Him and just guessing and faking it all the time, that's an abortion of His design for us. And if we're paying attention, pretty soon we realize that it's pretty empty. It never brings quite the fulfillment that it seems like it should. Every step we take is really a threshold. Because of our fallen nature and His redemption, His fix of that, it's our choice at every step to realize it's a threshold through which we can discover incredible new vistas of reality, of what truly is, and what truly is productive and works with the rest of creation, rather than pushing and pulling and trying to make it work the way we expect it to. So every threshold, actually life seems closed in. And some things seem totally impossible to change. But if we're looking for Jesus, the one who fixed it all, he'll make a doorway right in the middle of the brick wall and call us through. And the hard part, or the difficulty, I guess, unless you start to realize how beautiful, how joyful it really is to come through new thresholds toward him, the hard part is that you can't bring the old stuff with you. You can't bring the broken stuff and mix it with the real thing. It only would corrupt the real thing. And what he wants us to be full of is the real thing. When you take the next step, take it with him. Take it in obedience to his call. Take it following him. And when you think about it, like Peter, where else would we go? He's the only one. He's the only truth, the way. He's the life. No one else has the words of life.